Today we conclude our series on God's men, looking at what is a good father. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Ephesians 5:25-31. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Every husband ought to ask himself, what kind of husband and father does God want me to be? This is the critical question. Providing leadership in God and Christ-centered care should be the husband's foremost task. The Old and New Testaments speak to the fathers about the responsibility for the home, how they are to teach and train their siblings. They must teach God's commandments, goodness, and love. Notice with me, if you will, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, and beginning in verse 1, going through verse 4. Here the Bible says, Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. As we think about these things, we see that we are to follow God's word, and we are to encourage our children to do the same. Proverbs 22 and verse 6 is a verse we are all familiar with, which tells us, Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Colossians 3 and verse 20 and 21 tells us not to provoke our children to wrath, but to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Colossians 3, 20 and 21. It is a father's place to develop moral and ethical pattern, a moral and ethical pattern for the family to follow. The home is and must be recognized as an institution of learning, a place where God and Christ must be taught, lived, and worshipped. A father is an example to his family. He must lead them in Bible study. Martin Luther once called the home a school for living. The family is a primary nurturing place for Christian education. It is where the father imprints on his children the gifts of love, patience, forgiveness, kindness, and obedience. These qualities are but learned by a father's example. The church cannot function properly nor grow into maturity in Christ unless parents are nurtured in the faith, that is, good preaching, Bible classes, good religious magazines, personal Bible reading and prayer, and so on, and in turn exercise their vocation of living for Christ and communicating and demonstrating the gospel to their children at home. It is said that the average father spends about 7 minutes per day with his children. It's a shame that on that daddy that loves his children so little. The Christian home must be a place where the husband and the father directs his family spiritually. Let us keep this in mind and let us do all we can to be the godly man that God not only wants us to be, but also the godly man which we need to be. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations.